由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的听众朋友，你们好。
We are delighted that you tuned in back to this program.
非常欢迎你收听今日的天路导向。
We have been going through a series of messages from the Book of Acts.
我们正在分享有关使徒行传的系列信息。
And in the last message, we saw that in the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came to dwell in the believers.
在上一次节目里面，我们见到五旬节那天，圣灵降临在信徒身上。
Some thought that the disciples were drunk.
有些人以为门徒喝醉酒啊。
But others repented and believed.
有些人又悔改相信。
And that is why the Apostle Peter gets up and boldly proclaims the gospel to the skeptics and the seekers alike.
所以使徒彼得大胆咁样企起嚟，佢对怀疑者，亦都对嗰啲追寻真道嘅人宣讲福音。
There are five things in Peter's speech here that I want you to notice。
喺彼得所分享嘅信息里面，我有五件事想你留意噶。
And it comes from the Book of Acts, chapter 2, verses 14 to 41.
是来自圣经新约的《使徒行传》第二章十四去到四十一节。
First,
第一样嘢
，There was a confrontation with the skeptics。
彼得是正面咁样回应怀疑的人。
Verses 14 and 15
喺第十四节同埋第十五节，请你听我读出《使徒行传》第二章十四到十五节。彼得同十一个使徒企起嚟，高声话：犹太人同埋一切住喺耶路撒冷嘅人啊，呢件事你哋要知道，亦都要侧耳听我嘅说话。你哋以为我哋系咪饮醉酒呢？其实唔系醉咗啊，因为咧依家嘅时间正正系朝早九点钟，冇理由我哋会醉嘅。
Secondly，
第二样嘢
，There was a clarification of the sign。
彼得讲明了所发生的现象。
Verses 16 to 21.
就是在第十六节到第二十一节，他说这个正是先知约珥所讲的，上帝说在末后的日子，我要将我的灵浇灌凡有血气的，你们的儿女要讲预言，你们的少年人要见异象，老年人要做异梦，在那些的日子，我要将我的灵浇灌在我的仆人和他的使女，他们就要讲预言，在天上面我要显出奇事，在地下我要显出神迹，有血，有火，有烟雾，日头要变为黑暗，月亮要变为血，这些都在主大而明显的日子未到之前，到那个时候，凡求告主名的就必得救。
Thirdly，
第三样东西，
There was a condemnation of sin。
彼得是讲定罪啊。
Verses 22 to 25.
就是在第22节到第25节，第22节到第25节。以色列人啊，请听我的说话，上帝借着拿撒勒人耶稣在你们中间施行异能、奇事、神迹，将他证明出来，这个是你们所知道的。他既按住上帝的定旨先见被交予人，你们就借住无法之人的手将他钉在十字架上面杀死了，上帝却将死的痛苦解释了，叫他复活，因为原来他不能够被死所拘禁。大卫指住他说，我看到主事上在我眼前，他在我右边，叫我不至于动摇啊。
Fourthly,
第四样嘢
，There was a confirmation of the scripture.
彼得肯定咗圣经同佢所讲嘅说话。
Verses 26 to 36,
系第二十六节到第三十六节。 所以我心里面欢喜，我的灵快乐，并且我的肉身要安居于指望里面，因为你必定不会将我的灵魂撇在阴间，亦都不叫你的圣者见到扭坏。你已经将生命的道路指示给我，必定要叫我见到你的面，而得着满足的快乐。弟兄姊妹，先祖大卫的事，我可以明明白白地告诉你，他死了亦都埋葬了，并且他的坟墓直到今日仍然在我们这里。大卫既然是先知，又知道上帝曾经向他起誓，要从他的后裔里面立一位坐在他宝座上面的，就预先看到这件事，讲论基督复活，说他的灵魂不撇在阴间，他的肉身亦都不见扭坏。这个耶稣上帝已经叫他复活了，我们都为这件事作见证。他既然被上帝的右手高举，又从天父那里领受了所应许的圣灵，就将你们所见到的、所听见的浇灌下来。大卫并没有升到天上，但是他自己说，主对我主说，你坐在我的右边，等我让你的仇敌作你的脚凳。故此以色列人全家都应该确确实实知道，你们钉在十字架上面的这位耶稣，上帝已经立他为主，作为基督了。
Fifthly,
第五样东西，
There was the consolation of the Spirit.
就是圣灵的安慰。
Verses 37 to 42.
在第37去到第42节。众人听见这些说话就觉得很扎心、啊。就对彼得和其他的使徒说，弟兄，我们应该怎样做啊？彼得就说，你们每个人都要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们的罪得到赦免，就必领受所赐的圣灵，因为这个应许是给你们和你们的儿女，并且一切在远方的人，就是主我们的上帝所召来的。彼得还用很多的说话作见证，劝勉他们说，你们当救自己脱离这个弯曲的世代。于是领受他的说话的人就受了洗。那一日的门徒大概加了3000人，他们都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此擘饼祈祷。
So there was confrontation, clarification, condemnation, confirmation and consolation.
所以总结来讲呢，这里讲了五样东西。第一件就是正面的回应，第二件就是说明，第三件就是定罪，第四件就是肯定，第五件就是安慰。
First of all, Peter confronts the skeptics.
首先彼得正面地回应怀疑的人。
When Peter said, give heed to my word,
当彼得说，你们当侧耳去听我的说话。
He was expressing boldness and confidence.
彼得是显现着他的勇敢和他的信心。
He had no hesitation or equivocation.
你见不到彼得有什么迟疑，什么的含糊。
He had no fear or apprehension.
见不到他有什么的惧怕，什么的担心。
For this is a different Peter from the one who denied the Lord Jesus Christ to a slave girl.
因为现在的彼得和那个在婢女面前否认耶稣的彼得已经大不相同了。
This is the spirit-filled Peter.
这个是被圣灵充满的彼得。
The first thing Peter does is to refute their false accusations that they were drunk.
彼得所做的第一件事就是反驳那些说他们喝醉酒的人。
He said, it's 9 o'clock in the morning. Who ever heard of anyone gets drunk in the morning?
他说现在朝早九点，有谁朝早九点就喝醉酒的？
Once Peter confronted their silly skepticism,
当彼得对付了这些愚蠢的怀疑者之后，
Secondly, he goes on to giving them an explanation of Pentecost.
跟住佢哋就向呢啲人解释五旬节嘅意义。
Verses 16 to 21.
第十六到二十一节。
In the Old Testament prophecies, there are two comings of the Messiah.
根据旧约嘅预言，弥赛亚有两次嘅降临。
These two comings would be separated by a long interim period.
两次嘅来临，佢哋会相隔一段好长嘅时间。
I want to explain this to you.
让我嚟向你解释。
According to Isaiah 53,
根据以赛亚书第五十三章。
The first coming of the Messiah would be in suffering and dying for the sins of the world.
弥赛亚第一次来临是为这个罪恶的世界受苦受死。
And according to Isaiah 9:6,
而根据以赛亚书九章六节。
The second coming of the Messiah will be in great glory to establish his rule forever.
弥赛亚第二次降临是有极大的荣耀，他要来建立永远的政权。
In his first coming,
在弥赛亚第一次来临的时候，
the Messiah would rule over his believer's heart.
弥赛亚要在信徒心里面掌权。
In his second coming,
在弥赛亚第二次来临的时候，
the Messiah would rule supreme.
他要掌握最高最高的王权。
In his first coming,
在他第一次来临的时候，
the Messiah establishes peace only in the hearts of his believers.
弥赛亚在信徒心里面赐下平安。
In his second coming,
在他第二次来临的时候，
the Messiah will establish perfect peace.
弥赛亚要建立完全的平安。
In his first coming,
在他第一次来临的时候，
The Messiah judges his people through the conviction of the Holy Spirit.
弥赛亚借着圣灵让人知罪，来审判他自己的百姓。
But in his second coming, he will judge all people.
但是当他第二次来临的时候，他就要审判所有人。
So Peter gives him clarification of the purpose of the coming of the Holy Spirit.
所以彼得向他们讲明圣灵降临的目的。
The Holy Spirit is given to minister, to rule, convict, and consecrate.
赐下圣灵是为了服侍，要掌管，让人知罪，亦都让人分别为圣。
And he does all of that during the period between the first and the second coming of the Messiah.
在弥赛亚第一次和第二次降临之间，圣灵就要发挥这些功能。
And this was also prophesied in the book of Joel.
这些东西也都在约珥书里面预言过的。
Peter tells them in verse 21,
彼得在第二十一节告诉他们，
Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved.
凡求告主名的就必得救。
There is salvation for those who turn to the Savior.
凡是归向救赎主的人都能够得着这一份救恩。
And that is why he goes on to give them the first step towards salvation.
所以彼得又继续告诉他们听接受救恩的第一步。
So the first point is confrontation of the skeptic.
记得第一点就是正面回应怀疑者。
Secondly, it was clarification of the sign.
第二就是说明所发生的现象。
Thirdly, the condemnation of sin.
第三就是定罪。
What was these people's sin?
喂，这些人犯了什么罪啊？
The sin was this.
他们的罪就是这样。
That when the Messiah came,
当弥赛亚来临的时候，
and performed miracle after miracle,
他行了很多很多的神迹，
and showed clear sign that he was their Messiah,
他也都显示了清楚的征兆，他就是弥赛亚。
They did not believe in him.
但是这些人却不信他。
They watched him with amazement as he raised the dead supernaturally.
他们看着耶稣神奇地叫死人复活，觉得很奇怪。
They watched him as he healed the sick supernaturally.
他们看着耶稣神奇地医治病人。
They watched him as he fed the hungry supernaturally.
他们看着耶稣神奇地喂饱饥饿的人。
And he calmed the storms supernaturally.
看到耶稣神奇地让风浪平静。
But they refused to believe in him.
但是他们却不愿意相信耶稣。
Instead of trusting him with their salvation,
他们不单止不信靠耶稣，不接受他的救恩。
Instead of enthroning him as the Lord of their lives,
他们不接受，不会尊耶稣为生命的主。
They nailed him to a cross.
但是他们会将耶稣钉在十字架上面。
Here they were longing for the coming of the Messiah to usher peace, joy, and salvation, but when he came, they crucified him.
你说是不是很傻啊？他们一直渴望弥赛亚的来临，希望弥赛亚来到带来和平、喜乐、拯救，但是当弥赛亚真的来到的时候，他们钉死了他。
But isn't that what's happening all around us today?
但是今天我们身边是不是都是发生着同样的事呢？
People are longing for the peace of mind.
人人都希望内心有安宁。
They are longing for relief from their guilt.
人人内心都希望从罪疚里面释放出来。
Most people are longing to overcome fear, anxiety, and worry.
好多人希望能够胜过恐惧、焦虑、担忧。
They are longing for true contentment.
他们希望得着真正的满足。
They are longing to know that their sins are forgiven.
他们希望知道自己的罪被赦免。
And yet when you point them to the only one who can give them all of that, they reject him.
但是当你告诉他们，得耶稣可以赐给你一切的时候，他们却拒绝耶稣。
They say, don't tell me that he is the only way to heaven.
他们说，不要告诉我耶稣就是唯一回天堂的道路。
Don't tell me that Jesus the Messiah is the only Savior for me.
他们说，你不要告诉我耶稣就是弥赛亚，是我唯一的救主。
The truth is,
我想告诉你事实是怎样呢？
Until this sin is repented of,
除非我们从罪恶里面悔改，
there can be no salvation from eternal judgment.
否则你就不能够脱离永恒的审判。
Peter said, "You nailed him to a cross."
彼得话：你哋将佢钉喺十字架上面杀死咗。
My listening friend, I want to ask you a question.
亲爱嘅朋友，我希望问你一条问题。
Did those people to whom Peter was speaking actually physically nail Jesus to the cross?
当时彼得嘅听众究竟系咪亲手将耶稣钉喺十字架上面嘅人呢
？No，
唔系噶。
But everyone who will not accept Jesus the Messiah as his and her Savior, they might as well be the ones who nailed him to the cross.
但是每一位拒绝接受弥赛亚耶稣作为他个人救主的人，其实就是亲手做紧将耶稣钉在十字架上面的人。
Someone may ask,
有些人会问的，
If Jesus was the Messiah, why was he a victim?
如果耶稣是弥赛亚，点解佢要受死呢
？Why didn't he use his power to avoid the cross？
点解佢唔用佢嘅能力去避开个十字架嘅苦难呢
？In verse 23 of Acts 2, Peter gives us the answer.
喺《使徒行传》第二章二十三节，彼得就话咗个答案俾我哋听啦。
He was delivered up.To die according to a definite plan and for knowledge of God.
他是按照上帝的旨意和上帝的预知先见交给人被杀的。
So which one is it?
究竟是哪样呢?
Did people kill him or did God deliver him up?
是人杀了他还是上帝将他交出来呢?
The answer is both.
原来两个都对的。
The sovereignty of God and the responsibility of man.
是上帝的主权，亦都是人的责任。
They are tied together like two sides of a coin.
好像一个银都有两面咁样，是合二为一的。
Listen to what Jesus said in Luke 22:22.
让我们听下耶稣在路加福音第22章22节讲的嘢。
The Son of Man will go as it has been decreed, but woe to that man who betrays him.
人子固然要照住所预定的去世，但是卖人子的人有祸了。
Peter said that the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ
彼得说主耶稣基督的复活
is all of the proof that anyone would want.
对任何人来讲都是最充分的证据。
And that is why without the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ,
所以如果主耶稣没复活的话
his death would have been just another heroic death of a noble martyr.
他的死就单单是英雄式的牺牲或者是尊贵烈士的死
No more and no less
就是这么多
The greatest proof of Jesus' lordship
耶稣作为万王之王万主之主的最大证明
The greatest proof of Jesus' messiahship
耶稣作为弥赛亚最重要的证明
Is his resurrection.
就是因为他的复活。
Not his teaching.
不是因为他的教训。
Not his miracles.
不是因为他的神迹。
Not even his death.
甚至不是因为他牺牲的死。
But his resurrection.
而是因为他的复活。
Peter devoted one verse to Jesus' miracles.
彼得用一节经文来讲耶稣的神迹。
One verse to his ministries.
一节讲他的事工。
One verse to his death.
一节讲他的死。
But nine verses to his resurrection.
但是用了九节去讲他的复活啊。
Why did he do this?
点解彼得要这样做呢?
Because he is proving from the pages of the Old Testament that the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ was prophesied 1,000 years before it happened.
因为他在旧约一千几年前的预言里面已经证明耶稣的复活是早被预告。
David prophesied this in Psalm 16 verses 8 to 11.
大卫在诗篇第16篇第8至11节就讲过我将耶和华上摆在我面前因为他在我右边我就不致摇动。因此我的心欢喜我的灵快乐我的肉身都要安然居住因为你必不将我的灵魂撇在阴间亦都不叫你的圣者见到扭坏。你必将生命的道路指示给我我在你面前有满足的喜乐在你右手里面有永远的福乐。
Not only did Jesus rise from the dead,
耶稣不单止从死里面复活
but he was also exalted to a place of honor, glory and power.
并且耶稣要被高举到尊崇荣耀大有能力的地位。
Psalm 16 prophesies about Jesus' resurrection.
诗篇第十六篇预告耶稣的复活。
But Psalm 110 prophesies about his ascension and glorification.
诗篇第110篇则预言他被高举得着荣耀。
All were prophesied 1,000 years before it took place.
这些事就在成为事实之前的1,000年都预言完了。
What is the implication of all these proofs of the resurrection?
这些有关复活的证据代表着什么呢?
It means that anyone who rejects the Messiah will be guilty of eternal damnation.
就是讲到凡拒绝弥赛亚的人他们的罪要受永远的审判。
Now I want to speak about the fifth thing.
现在我要讲到第五样东西。
The consolation of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵的安慰。
The most momentous question any man or woman can ask in their life, it would be this.
每个人在他人生里面所要问的最重要最大一条问题是
What must I do to be saved?
我做啲乜嘢先可以得救啊?
A wrong answer to that question will be the road to eternal tragedy.
如果答错呢条问题，就会导致永恒嘅悲剧。
No one can be saved until they come to grips with the fact that they are sinners.
如果你唔知道所有嘅人都系罪人呢个事实，你就唔能够得救。
Why would you need salvation if you are not a sinner?
如果你不是罪人，你做乜仲需要救恩啫?
On that day, 3,000 people responded to Peter's message.
但是我可以告诉你，在那一日有3,000人回应彼得的信息。
I want to conclude by telling you a story.
今天节目结束之前，我想跟你讲一个故事。
There was a bishop who once called to preach in the court of King Henry VIII in England.
在亨利八世做英国的皇帝的时候，有一位主教被传召去到宫廷里面讲道。
King Henry VIII was known to chop off people's heads if they disagreed with him.
亨利八世最喜欢处置异己的分子的手段就是将他的头斩了下来。
As the bishop preached the truth of the gospel,
当这位主教讲福音的真道的时候，
King Henry VIII did not like what he heard.
亨利八世不喜欢听。
And he ordered the bishop to preach again next Sunday.
他下令说这个主教要下星期日再来讲道，
and to apologize for what he said,
并且为今次所讲错的事道歉。
But the next Sunday,
到了下个礼拜日，
the bishop began by addressing himself.
主教一开始就自言自语了。
Bishop, he said,
主教啊，
Do you know before whom you are speaking this day?
你自己啊，知不知自己跟谁讲话啊？你有没有自知之明啊？
To the mighty monarch King Henry VIII, who can take away your life.
是伟大的国王亨利八世啊，他可以要你条命的。
Consider well those words you were sent to deliver.
所以你要仔细想想，你被差遣来所要讲的是什么？
Words of the great and mighty God who is everywhere present.
你知不知道啊？我所讲的就是至大至权威上帝的道，他无处不在。
He beholds all of your ways and is able to cast your soul into hell.
他看着你所做的所行的，他能够将你的灵魂钉在地狱里面的。
And therefore take care that you deliver your message faithfully.
所以你要格外谨慎，忠心地传讲信息。
Then the bishop preached.
主教跟自己讲完这些东西之后，他就开始讲道了。
He repeated the same sermon that he delivered the previous Sunday.
他重复了他上个礼拜所讲的道。
Except he delivered it with more zeal and energy than before.
但是他讲的说话比上一次更加迫切，更加热诚。
The royal court watched in fear.
宫廷百官都很惊地望着他。
Expecting and wondering what would happen to this dauntless preacher.
他们都很想知道这个勇敢无惧的传道人会有什么下场。
And in a stern voice, the king asked the bishop.
跟住国王就好严厉问主教啦。
How dare you to be so outspoken?
你做乜咁大胆直言啊？
The bishop humbly replied.
个主教谦和地咁样回答佢。
My first duty, sire, was to God.
陛下，我第一样嘢要向上帝尽忠。
And he must be obeyed first and foremost.
上帝必须得着首要同埋彻底嘅服从。
The king rose from his seat and walked to the bishop.
国王就从宝座上面企起嚟，走向主教。
And took him by the hand and embraced him and said,
捉住佢只手，拥抱佢。
I bless God that I have such honest servant.
赞美上帝，让我有个咁忠诚嘅仆人。
Are you a faithful servant of the living God?
你是不是永活上帝的忠心仆人呢？
It is my prayer that your answer would be yes.
祈求上帝，你的答案是肯定的。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿上帝大大赐福给你，下次节目时间再会。